This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Hello.
How are you?
Game night.
It's game night. Top hats and monocles night. Everybody dress accordingly tonight for game five of the Eastern Conference Final. I see that show pony, Darius Rucker, is going to be sounding the hurricane horn tonight. But that's okay. As much as I love Hootie, he's got that mush on him. He's got Dolphins.
He's not Hootie right now.
He's got Dolphins mush on him.
He's got that mush.
He's got that Dolphins mush.
Darius Rucker, the country singer.
He's both. I just went to see him as Hootie and the Blowfish last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, still so making money off that, huh?
Too?
What's that? Yeah, he was touring with him.
Wow.
He was touring with him.
He played some of his own music?
He played like his two most famous hits. He played Wagon Wheel and I forget the other one, but he played like his two most famous country hits, but he just did Hootie and the Blowfish for the most part. I think he's coming back as Darius Rucker to the Guitar Hotel pretty soon, but he just did Hootie songs. It was a delight. Great. But he is not all South Florida. He only loves the Dolphins, who make him cry, and tonight he's sounding the horn for the Hurricanes. That's their drum, and I'm kind of glad about it because he's got that mush on him. We've already established the Dolphins. Any Dolphins stink around hockey has seemingly permeated to the hockey team that they're rooting on. So, you know, I get it. You want to have Carolina royalty, even though they're in North Carolina, right? And he's from South Carolina.
Yeah.
I guess you don't have another Carolina. Like, I guess that's the one thing with Carolina teams is you have to claim both Carolinas.
Seems like a phony to me.
Really?
Phony.
Wow.
Wow.
If we were South Florida, North Florida, I wouldn't rep them.
But we're just Florida.
Yeah, no. Unfortunately.
We're just all of Florida. Tampa, do you think Tampa holds some hostility towards that?
Hmm.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, they had their run.
They had their run. They had their time. They can kick rocks. But anyway, 8 o'clock is our puck drop tonight. Panthers, Hurricanes, Cats up in this series, 3-1, which is the theme of all conference finals right now. Yep. We could go 4-for-4 on top hats and monocles because last night the Pacers take a 3-1 series lead on the Knicks, beat them 130-121. Tyrese Halliburton, Mr. Overrated, a triple double.
Is that unbelievable?
With no turnovers, 32 points, 12 rebounds, 15 assists. Jesus. Could you imagine Ben Stiller, who I think is my favorite sad Knicks fan? He calls and he's like, "Hey, Timothy Chalamet, let's go to Indiana. Let's sit courtside." And like you flew on your private jet together to go watch that game and watch your team go down 3-1. Just going out sad, having McAfee laugh in your face.
Not to mention against a player who's considered the most overrated in the NBA.
Yep. Yep. That's what the players said. That's what they said.
And now there's only four teams left, and all those players who voted on that are watching him.
They're all in Cancun with their feet up watching Tyrese Halliburton carve up the New York Knicks. That's what they're watching. One game away from the NBA Finals. And on the other side of the bracket, top hats and monocles tonight, you could have OKC punching their ticket to the NBA Finals as they lead 3-1. Man, is there going to be like an all-star break between both championships? This sucks.
Pretty much.
Like, there's not...
That sucks for TV, but, like, are we like, oh, they're getting healthy, but... I mean, there's no one really that we're missing, right?
From... I mean, the Panthers are banged up. I think they're... I don't really know what the the Oilers situation is, to be fair.
Yeah.
But I think everybody else is pretty healthy. The Panthers are the only ones who feel like they could really benefit from a long break.
I'll take a Reinhardt recovery day.
Although he may play tonight. He was on the ice yesterday. We don't know.
Nice.
Well, I imagine we'll get more info today at Morning Skate with Paul Maurice. Although he'll be like, yeah, game time decision. That's definitely what he's going to say. But... we'll find out on him, Mikula, and AJ Greer later on today with Paul Maurice.
I think right now you need the two defensemen and Mikula and Greer to, you know, rough some things up.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I think, I mean, Mikula's arguably been one of the best players in this series, so for sure him. I think... The power play has been pretty stagnant without Rhino.
I mean, I get that, but it just seemed like without those guys, there was a lot of free skating. You know what I mean? Like they were able to get on a lot of runs and stuff like that because there's no real deterrence.
Shmeen then says on Tyrese Haliburton, it was like 12 guys who voted for it. Grow up. Doesn't matter. Once it's out there, it's out there. Schmieden, it doesn't matter. Like, once the – because you're going to be out – like
They didn't put that disclaimer when they named him.
Yeah, like, once it's out there, it's out there. Like, that's the thing. Is no one's going to say, but only 12 people voted on it. First of all, 12 petty bastards. And second of all, nobody pays attention to that. It all gets picked up on the same on NBA Central, which their mentions are the depths of hell. But it doesn't matter. Once you have it and you can glam onto that, like you're so set because now you're like, great narrative, 12 idiots. Because now I get to run with this for the rest of my career.
You know what? And I bet you it's the 12 idiots who thought they should have been on the Olympic team.
Oh, there were definitely Celtics voting for that, for sure. There were definitely Celtics that were voting for that. So, tonight, game 5 between the Thunder and Wolves. That gets going at 8:30. OKC's an 8.5-point favorite tonight.
Jeez.
So Vegas is telling you, we think it's going to be top
hats and monocles. We thought these would be more competitive, right?
Yeah, I thought that
series. Especially Indiana.
The Indiana Knicks series I didn't think was going to be competitive. I said I thought the Pacers were going to deal with them. And by the way, throwing garbage at their fans, that's bad karmatic energy you brought your way.
That's true.
It's bad. Like you, I've once you did that, when you were a Knicks fan, any Knicks fan who's not an absolute disgrace, when they saw that poor guy get hit with the garbage, you had to think, oh man, that's not good. You threw garbage at Brian Windhorst. You acted like complete buffoons.
Yep.
So... nobody could support that, and I'm glad that they're going out very sad, very sad. It's a true delight. Speaking of going out sad,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Dallas Stars.
Oof.
They've gotten completely throttled in this series outside of a... crazy comeback in game 1. The Oilers, they've been putting it on them. And I got to tell you, this is going to be a juicy-ass rematch, dude. I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait, dude. Now, I feel bad for everybody who has to travel for this series because Edmonton to South Florida.
Again, this is the worst possible scenario for them.
But just get ready. Look, just get ready because everybody – is going to be Team Canada. It's just how it's going to roll. It's just going to be It's going to be last year times infinity. Because all they're going to talk about is McDavid and those two games that he had to bring it to a game seven, and they're just going to be like just piling on that series nonstop. So just get ready. Get ready for it, Cats fans. We're ready to put on our bad guy mask for this series. I can't wait. Task at hand, of course. Task at hand, of course.
I needed to hear that.
Task at hand, but you know. We know. Look, the Cats are showing up today. It's going to be all business. On the road. They're putting a hurting on them tonight, Leroy. I just feel it in my bones. You don't feel it in your bones? Like you didn't wake up today and just feel it in your bones? The Cats are ready to put a hurting on them?
I'm very confident, but hockey is going hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And the Panthers have been on both sides of this. You know, keep in mind, they've come back from 3-1.
They have.
They've you know, in was against Toronto. They could have went down 3-0.
They could have.
You know,
but they didn't.
And turned it around. So because I've been living this experience on the other side with the Panthers, right, I'm not going to exclude them from the possibilities of them all of a sudden being in a dogfight.
Ian says,
but I'm confident.
Ian says it wasn't on the broadcast, but McAfee clown Stiller and Spike Lee for being there. Yeah, I saw that. He went on the Jumbotron. He cut a promo on them. He said, send those sons of bitches back to New York.
This has gone full This guy has gone full WWE.
I mean, he literally is in WWE. He's
their
announcer.
Like even outside of it, it's like seeping into College Game Day. It's now it's on courtside on the
Jumbotron.
But
he's literally a wrestler.
Is he, though?
He is literally a wrestler.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the ring sometimes.
He's a wrestler. Well, he's a professional wrestler.
I don't know. A professional wrestler?
What do you mean, dude?
Barely a professional football player.
I didn't have that on my bingo card. Former Indianapolis punter ends up in WWE because he got swole.
He is. They had Triple H there last night.
Yeah, apparently Halliburton has some WWE friends because of McAfee, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. He loves WWE.
That's cool.
That is cool.
That's pretty cool.
You know what's not cool?
What?
The Knicks.
That's true.
We'll take a break. We will hear from the great Paul Maurice as we lead into Game 5 tonight of the Eastern Conference Final. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.